Hey, 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 y'all. Welcome back to A&A Real Talk Columbus. Today, we have a very special show. It's me, of course, Drea, and I have the wonderful, sometimes annoying Anthony.
You know, that's a shame that she had to think about her husband.
I didn't have to think about
it. You know, as long as we've been doing podcasts, she has to think about how she's going to reference me, people. And that's just not good. You know, we've been married for a little while. Prayerfully, we'll be married until I stop breathing. You know, they always say the man go first in marriage. You know that? The woman usually outlives the men.
It's no wonder, because y'all stress us out.
You know, I don't know why that is. I don't know why. I'm going to have to ask God, why is that? Lord, why do women live longer than men? That's a good question, right? Okay, Lord, I know you hear me.
Because y'all just don't do right. Y'all hard-headed. Y'all don't do right.
Well, that goes without saying, but I miss my audience. We're just enjoying the summer. I'll tell you a little bit about my week real quick before we talk about our special guest. We'll go ahead and bring the special guest in. He's sitting over there looking a little nervous, but we're going to let you introduce yourself. Special guest, go for it.
What's up?
So I said, he's a little nervous. He forgot his name. His name is Cameron. Cam for short.
You know, I'm the son, whatever. My first podcast, so I'm just expecting to, you know, do what I do.
Okay, yeah. That works for us. His first podcast, so he's a virgin, people.
Lord have mercy.
He just popped his cherry. Cherry pop.
Don't do that. No.
On to the next one.
Lord have mercy. Anyway, so how was your week? Before you get too out of control.
My week was good. I'm actually training for a 5K. So,
yeah.
You know, and Cam is actually my personal trainer. You know, he's actually getting up with me every other morning, like three times a week, and we're actually out there training. We use this app. I actually had a little incident Friday. I guess I had a cramp in my lower calf muscle, but it's fine now. It's always something, of course, right?
You know, yeah.
Right. I'm over
That's
it
true.
Now. Everything's good.
Almost 100.
You know, and I think old age may have something to do with it. I'm not old, but, you know, I'm still going to do it. But I'll tell you one quick thing, though, real quick. When you get older, and the people that are, I'll say, over the age of 35 can relate to this, your body starts changing.
That's true.
You know, especially if you're not consistent with, like, exercise. But that's how it's been. I've just been in training mode, so I'm loving it.
Yeah, and I'm jealous because I wish I could train with them and run the 5K with them. But, you know, my feet issues and stuff like that, I really shouldn't be doing that because it's high intensity. But I did contact my surgeon. I want to see if maybe if I just wrap my foot up, if I can partake. Because I don't want to just walk it. I want to run.
Well, it's still a 5K whether you walk it or run.
But I want to run. I don't care about completing.
I don't think
you're
going to be able to run.
I probably won't, but so my week has been great.
Okay.
I am officially done with my master's program. I turned in my final assignments.
Yeah, we need to clap on that. Yeah.
I finished my final assignments and turned them in last night, about 3 days early. I'm done. Yes, I don't have to do any homework. All I got to get my final grade. And then I am done. Master's in leadership. Thank you, Lord. I'm over it. I'm ready to be done. On to the next chapter and the next great things in my life.
Absolutely. Kudos to the good Lord for allowing my baby to have the patience, the wherewithal, the understanding, putting her attitude to the side, put all them lazy days to the side, and push her and motivate her to accomplish this major goal.
Yeah, getting it wouldn't have happened without him.
Is a major accomplishment, any degree for that matter. But a master's program, like we talked about before, is very challenging. So for you to have that discipline and that patience and all that good stuff to do it, I'm so proud of you. Thank God for that.
Thank you.
All right. Cam.
How was your week?
My week was it was very good. I got paid yesterday.
Friday night.
Yeah, I got paid yesterday. And
all right.
Been working out, conditioning my body and stuff, trying to get big. So
I was gonna put you on blast about your workout, but I'm not. We're not gonna even talk about that. But Cam is going to be my personal trainer next week. I put him up to a challenge.
Yeah.
So 3 days a week, he's gonna come up with a workout plan and he's going to work me out. Y'all pray for me. just pray for me. Mm-hmm. Pray that he doesn't try to kill me.
Nah,
we had a little fiasco with push-ups last night. But just pray for me.
And Cam, you be on it. You know, I'm gonna give your kudos on the air here. You know, I love you to death, but I gotta give your kudos at the same time. You know, you're very efficient when it comes to his exercise. I mean, yeah. This boy being there doing them push-ups and sit-ups and all these other, he got his own little routine going on through through an app. And he doing it. You know, he's very disciplined when it comes to his exercise. Plus, he's working as well, which is great. So he's being a responsible young man, and I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Proud of you for that discipline and just being a good kid.
Thank you.
It's a blessing.
Yeah.
It really is. So everybody discussed their week, which is great. Sounds good for everybody's week. So what are we going to talk about today?
So I thought it would be a good idea, since we have Cam with us, that we kind of talk about some of the things that he go through as a teenager and some of the struggles teenagers have, their major concerns, things that maybe parents, we just don't understand. You know, we've all been teenagers before, but, you know, realistically, the time is different than when, Tony, when you and I were kids and teenagers, then what Cam has to go through. There's a totally different set of challenges.
Right.
And I think sometimes as parents, we have a tendency to minimize it and to make it think that, oh, you just 14, you 15, you ain't got to pay no bills, you ain't got nothing to worry about, what you stressed about, what you depressed about, things of that nature, which is unfair of us because there is a lot of pressure with teenagers. So we're going to hear from a teenager and see, you know, what is going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of their issues and some of the things that is concerning for them as teenagers? So let's start off with COVID, because COVID affects everybody. We've talked about COVID and the effects of COVID off and on quite frequently, especially, you know, with teenagers and
how do they really
being
feel about
isolated and not really having that social interaction with their peers at school or even being able to go about and do stuff. So, Cam, from your perspective, like, how has COVID affected you and affected your friends, or what's been, like, the feel for teenagers with COVID?
Like, well, I'm gonna say COVID really affected school a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this school year was like one of my most boring school years, because when we started off and we had to do like block day schedules, so we went to school the full week, and plus it wasn't that many people at school, so it was already weird to begin with. And then after that, I got exposed three times. And
I remember saying
school,
that.
Yeah. And I had to sit out for 2 weeks each time I got exposed.
And that's like, 6 weeks then total for the school? Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll say people starting to become like not as social as they were before, because they haven't been around a lot of people a lot.
So you've seen a change in like how people who were very social before COVID, and now they kind of tamper down on it. They're not as social now.
Right.
They got so used to be like isolated and being alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I never even thought about an impact like that.
I haven't thought about that too. And speaking of COVID, like, if you could have it your way, and I know you can't speak for like all teenagers, but you know, you're in that perfect age bracket where you're like 16, just turned 16 about a month ago. So you're kind of right there in the middle. Mm-hmm. If it was up to you, and you know you were in charge of everything, and you said, okay, do you think teenagers should have a choice whether or not they take the vaccine, or you think it's okay with the parents making a decision?
I would say the teenager, because I mean
the teenager should have the choice whether or not they want to take it. Okay,
right.
Go ahead.
And I would only say that because like, say they their parents trust the vaccine, but, like, they don't trust the vaccine.
Uh-huh.
And then I only say they need to get it. Like, you only need to get the vaccine as if it's mandatory to, like, do regular stuff, like going to, like, Walmart or, like, get a job or something like that.
Okay.
That's the only reason I would see you need to get it. But I think the teenager should be able to pick rather than
have their own choice and their own voice in getting the vaccine.
So what do you think, like, what is the main concern with the vaccine? Do you think it's just, like, social media and what people are saying on social media that got teenagers scared about the vaccine? What do you think is a major concern?
No, I'm going to say social media, because it has been people spreading around, like, rumors about people dying and stuff. But, I mean, that's going to happen regardless. But I think that it's mostly people, like, not knowing what they're putting into their body.
Okay.
And they don't really know what they doing, like, with the vaccine and stuff. So, I see why a lot of people don't trust it, but.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
I mean, that's straight up honesty right there.
Yeah.
You know, because I had no idea that young people were thinking like that. I really didn't. Okay. Well, yeah. that sounds good. So anything you want to add? So let's say as far as COVID, like, so what would you say that parents just don't understand when it comes to the COVID in teenagers? Is there anything that you can just say to parents, hey, why don't you talk to your teen like this, or why don't you be more understanding? Is there anything you want to, like, any advice that you want to give, like, parents?
I would say now, since it's starting to, like, die down a little bit, to give their children a little bit more freedom and let them do, like, a little bit more activities, like, go out and stuff. I'm not saying, like, go to, like, a party or something. I'm saying, like, go out. Because I know I have a couple of friends that their parents barely let them leave to go to the grocery store.
They're still worried.
They don't know if it's safe out there. But I was saying, like, I think they should just give them more freedom.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. And even, I think that's where compromise would come in, because I know it's a scary feeling to say everything is opening up and now a lot of states are not mandating masks any longer and things of that. And especially if you haven't gotten the vaccine, I'm sure it's very, very scary. But maybe even compromise and say, okay, I'll let you do a little bit more. But our compromise is that if you are leaving this house, you have to wear your mask. I don't care what everybody else is doing. I don't care if you're the only person in that park that has a mask on. Our compromise is if you want to go out, you want to hang out more with your friends, you have to be masked up.
Right.
So I think that's fair to try and loosen the reins a little bit and to figure out that happy medium to where kids can get back to being kids and parents feel safe in allowing their kids to be kids again.
Yeah, and that brings me to another question. So dating, as far as in the realms of COVID at your age now, you know, you have a lot of homeboys and friends and all that. So do you feel comfortable, like, going on dates with, like, a girl you dating or a girlfriend? Even though I know restrictions have died down, but do you feel comfortable being next to a young lady, you know, not being vaccinated?
Out in public, like...
Anywhere y'all go, just on dates, just hanging out. You feel comfortable enough, like, holding hands with a young lady? And y'all know you young people are kissing, so kissing and holding hands and stuff like that, interaction. Knowing that you're not vaccinated and she's not vaccinated, how's your comfort level with that?
If we out in the public, I wouldn't really be thinking about that. I probably wouldn't even be paying attention about that. My mom would be somewhere else. But I don't know how I feel. I probably wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care? Mm-mm. Okay.
And you could be thinking about that girl.
You're just going to be thinking about how pretty she looked today and how nice her hair is and her skin and she smells good. So he ain't thinking about,
she looking right in them jeans today.
He don't care about the vaccine being vaccinated, right?
Nah, COVID's the last thing from his mind.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair.
So since we're talking about girls... Mm-hmm. Let's talk about sex for a second, because I swear, Tony, you and I talk about this before, and we talk about this with Cam before too, but I feel like when it comes to teenagers and sex now, they are so much more advanced than what we were when we were like 15, 16, because they have exposure to so much stuff.
Right.
I mean, you have porn at your fingertips.
Instant exposure.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah.
Social media. All you see on social media are girls with big booties with underwear on and taking sexy pictures, half dressed. You have teenage girls with the cell phones and they're sending their sexting or sending sexy videos, sending videos of them twerking and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So you have sex in your face all the time. Even in video games is sexual. Some of the stuff that they have in video games and stuff like that. So as a teenager, what are some of the struggles when it comes to this overabundance of sex? How do you find a good girl or one that you perceive as a good girl? And then how do you avoid, you know, that temptation? Because I'm sure hormones are just taking over.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would say I never date outside of my school. So most of the people I talk to, I'm seeing pretty much every day.
Okay.
But I can tell who's a good girl because, like, you watch how they act around their friends. Mm-hmm. And then you see how they act by themselves. And then that shows how they pretty much act. And then, if you got social media as well, and you can see, like, how they act on there as well. So,
so do you put more emphasis on their behavior with friends or behaviors with themselves? Like, which one is more important? Or do you look at a combination of both?
No, I would say with their friends, because when they with their friends, they show how they really act.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
that's interesting.
That will show how what type of personality they have, and if they good or bad, or
and if they're easily influenced too.
So how often or how important is like dress? Like, so how do you determine which is the good girl and which is the bad girl? Because, you know, she could be, let's say, dressed kind of raunchy a little bit, but still a good girl, come from a good family, raised well, you know, respectable, and not out there like the other girls that are on, you know, showing herself out there. She could just be kind of a conservative type young lady, but dress like everybody else. How do you know which is the good one and which is the one like, oh, I don't know?
You saying, is she dressed like,
because, you know, like, well, you tell me, because, you know, you're that's your age bracket. So let's just say you have a young lady, let's say both of them are 16 years old, right? And you see one of them, both of them have like short shorts, because that's common, you know, girls wear short shorts, right?
Right.
Tight shirts or whatever. Mm-hmm. Both of them have makeup on. Both of them have whatever the latest tennis shoes or however these girls dress. How do you know which is one to be like, okay, well, this one, she's probably a good girl. This one is kind of out there.
Like I said, you can see how they act. I mean,
so you're looking at basically how they act with their friends. That'll let you know which one is you call a good girl and which one is a bad girl.
Right.
So you don't think that some people act out because they have their friends? Because, you know, some people act out when they're with a group of people. They're like, okay, well, I got to act like how they want me to act. It's their peer pressure. I got to act how they act, but I'm really not like that. Could that be possible?
That's a good point. I mean, you just got to watch them. Like, I ain't trying to be, like, weird, but I'm saying you just got
to
watch how they...
So you're saying he need to be a stalker watching. That's basically what he's saying.
He got
his creeper. Son, I raised you better than that. No, go ahead. I'm just joking. Go ahead. Okay, that's fair. I guess he just got observed then. Be very observant. Then.
And that's one of the things I love about Cam is that Cam is very observant, and he's paying attention to everything that's going on, behaviors, how they interact with folks, and you're going to make your assessment after you have observed the person in action in different environments, which I think is fair enough. You don't try necessarily to prejudge somebody, but you're just paying attention to how they respond, how they act.
And then you also go on their social media, correct? Right? But that's kind of like how you guys check out other girls and meet other girls to a point.
Mm-hmm.
So if her social media is like, wow, she got all these crazy pictures, short shorts, acting ratchet, showing videos of her body and stuff like that, you know, hey, no, don't do that. That ain't the one.
Right.
But then you have the other young ladies that don't show all that. They may have a picture of them with their family, real conservative type, laid back type.
Yeah.
Those are more like,
I like girls that don't really like post too much on social media. I like them like to be like
kind of conservative and kind of reserved and maybe not put themselves out there.
Right.
Yeah. Not attention seekers and everything like that.
Right.
I can dig it. So I'm about to be nosy real quick. Have you ever slid into someone's DM?
Of course.
Oh.
Of course.
But how you be sliding into DMs? What you be saying, Cam?
What's
your opening line?
Yeah. I'm just saying what's up, like getting their attention.
Okay.
We start talking for a little minute, and then I'm going to get straight to the point. You need to, like, do all that extra talking because he's going to lose interest.
Okay. Cam trying to get a little bit of game going on here.
You said extra talking because you'll lose interest.
I'm saying the girl will lose interest.
These girls will lose interest because you're talking to them more, so you got to kind of back up. What are you saying?
I'm saying, you can talk to a girl, but, like, don't talk about, like, you can ask her how her day was and stuff. But, like, when you get to, like, other stuff, like how many brothers she got and all that other stuff, you can talk to them for a little minute. Like, don't talk to them about random stuff. Like, well, you can. It just depends. I just get to her straight to the point.
What's straight to the point? Like, can I get your number? Is that the point? Like, or
that, I mean, like, whatever it is at the moment. Like,
whatever's on your mind, you just kind of just put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So no small talk, but, like, trying to have, like, a real different conversation.
You can ask her, like, what's their name and, like, all that other stuff and, like, stuff like that, but then after that, you need to get straight to the point.
Okay.
So from your experience, and that's good, we're talking about dating, especially to like the parents out there that have young teenage boys that are, you know, at this age or close and they're dating young ladies. So these young ladies, from your experience in dating now, are they kind of on that money train thing? You know, are they like, they won't really give a young guy, you know, a chance unless you have the latest iPhone or the latest pair of sneakers? Are they on that type of tip, or something different now?
It depends on what girl you're trying to date. It's a lot of girls that won't really care, and it's a lot of girls that do care. But I would say phone, I ain't gonna lie, where I live at, you probably ain't gonna get no type of play if you got a Samsung or an Android.
What?
They hate notes, and Samsung is just as expensive as iPhone.
If not expensive,
they don't understand
depending on what size you get. Because you can get a Samsung phone that costs more than an iPhone.
iPhone. Like a Note and stuff like that.
But they're comparing apples to oranges, literally. Like apples, apple, Android is the orange, whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So if you ain't really on that Apple tip. Now, does it matter what year, what generation the iPhone you got?
No, I ain't gonna lie.
Or what?
Like I said, where I'm from.
It ain't got that specific.
Where I'm from, iPhone 6 is considered Android now, so.
So you gotta have like a 7 or higher, 8 or higher? What model do you gotta have?
Pretty much gotta have either an 8 or a 10 or an 8, 10 or a.
You can't be like 5 years behind on the iPhone.
Okay. And what about the shoes? Because I know these sneakers are like hot right now. So what about the later shoes?
Shoes, it don't matter as long as you don't come to school wearing some Shaqs or some M1s or something.
Went way back.
Shaq. Oh, Lord.
So long as the shoes, long as it's not none of those real, real super old ones.
Yeah.
What about Felas?
Nah.
You can't come to school with that?
They had a trend for that. People started wearing Felas at my school. And then it was like, it lasted for a year and then they stopped wearing them.
So they kind of materialistic a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It was like
you got to have the latest phone to.
It was like these big white brick shoes. Like they look like some bricks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. People was wearing them and they was not cool at all.
But you know, I think, you know, shoes has always been like, your gear and stuff has always been an issue, even for us. But I don't know. I think it's always been different for dudes than girls. Because as girls, we can get away with a whole lot more.
I mean, I guess it ain't really changed that much, right?
No.
Really?
I think kids are like, nowadays, I don't know.
We just didn't have
like,
the phones, though. We didn't have the phones you guys had. Nobody had a phone at that age, you know?
I think kids are like, for real ruthless, though, nowadays, boy.
Yeah.
They're, like, on some other type level stuff.
Okay. So that's what that is okay. So
what about in general? Like, what do you think that goes on in teenagers' lives that parents just don't really understand about? Or, you know, they don't listen about, or you feel like kids can't really talk to their parents about, like, real talk?
Well, I don't have the same experience, but I say depression and, like, yeah, I say depression.
Okay.
I don't have a problem. I can talk to y'all and talk to my mom and all that.
Yeah.
But a lot of other people don't have the type of parents that will really understand and listen.
Yeah.
They probably will judge them more then they will actually listen to them. And
that's so unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because that creates a whole nother host of issues. And that's how, in my opinion, that's how kids like turn to like drugs and all other stuff, being promiscuous and everything like that, because they don't have that outlet. They can't talk to an adult or parents in an honest way and get the help that they need. So they look for it elsewhere.
Right. And that brings up another good point is, so with that being, depression can lead, like to what she said, it all can lead to suicide as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really rough for young people. So what would you say, like, parents then, do you think those parents or those kids that may be struggling with that, the parents need to kind of be more involved and ask them more questions? I mean, what's the answer, in your opinion?
I would say be more, like, more, what is the word? I just say listen more.
So the parents need to listen to their teens more.
Yeah, because sometimes people give out like flags and stuff, like they won't say it, but they be like, okay, I'm gonna give them hints, whatever, see if they'll catch on.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point, and I want to get your opinion on this next one. Same thing, but a little different twist to it. So, what if you have the parents? Because I think it worked both ways, right? Mm-hmm. I think you have the parents that's like, well, son, what's wrong? Daughter, what's wrong? If it's something on your mind, please talk to me. Because you know, I'm not making excuses for parents. Because a lot of times, parents get caught up; they have so much going on, and they can't be there every time to kind of, you know, mend that bridge there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if parents are saying, hey, son was wrong, daughter was wrong, you know, young adults, y'all teenagers, shouldn't y'all also take some responsibility and say, okay, dad, this was wrong, mom, this was wrong, right? Yeah. So kind of working, ultimately, it's up, you know, the parent need to be the leader and lead out, no doubt. But I mean, y'all got to give us feedback as well, right? So if, and this is to the young people, you know, if your parents are saying, honey was wrong, son was wrong, daughter was wrong, don't be afraid to say, hey, this is what's going on. you know, and parents have to get out of that judgmental and get, be mm-hmm. more understanding. Don't sit there and quit. You know you shouldn't have done that, and why are you feeling this way? It's because of this, have all these assumptions, because parents get ahead of themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we don't take the time and shut up and listen, and we need to do that when it comes to our young people.
Yeah.
You know, so that's to the parents, you know, instead of just pointing and coming off hard and coming off strong, just don't say nothing and let that child just vent. Let them have their moment, regardless how ugly it may be, and you may not want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
As parents, we have to do that if we want to, you know, bridge that gap and be closer to our kids, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think as parents, we have to, when you have a kid and maybe you are asking the questions like, what's wrong or is everything okay, and the kid is not really giving you any feedback, you have to think about, well, am I creating a safe environment, a safe place for my child to really be open? Because just because you're asking, are you okay? And you know, as soon as the kids say something you don't like, you're going to get to popping off, get to acting all hard and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Kids not going to, you can ask them all day, how, you know, what's going on? Are you okay? And if they don't feel safe enough to share what's going on without judgment, without being criticized, without you getting angry or upset, then they're not going to do it.
Right.
So to your point, you know, we do have to just kind of sit back and listen to what they're saying, acknowledging their feelings, because their feelings are just as equally as important and valid as ours as adults are, and just having a discussion. Just even if they did something that they had no business doing, when they're expressing themselves, it's probably not the best time to sit there and say, well, you know, you ain't had no business doing that in the first place. Listen to them, talk to them about it, and then in a soft way, teach them how to make better decisions.
Mm, I like that. Hey, so my last question, Cam, I want you to think about this one. Now, this is heavy. Mm. Be ready for it. No, it ain't heavy. I'm just joking. Now, you know, I know your experience with us is different, and I get it, but you have young, you know, friends that are your age, you know, young black right. boys that are your age, young African-American males that are your age, whatever. So do you think boys your age are closer to, if they have a relationship with their fathers, you know, I don't know, but general question, do you think they're closer to their fathers than they are their mothers? Or what do you think, based off your friend's experience?
Okay, I'll say most of my friends is close to their mom.
And why do you think they're closer to their mothers than their fathers? Why do you think that is?
Well, most of my friends live with their mom anyway, so.
Okay, so the father is not actively in the picture there.
Right.
Is there a stepfather or any male father?
No, they live with their moms, but they go to their dad's house sometimes every now mm-hmm. and then.
Okay, gotcha.
And then I have a couple friends that's mom and dad still together, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
But even the ones that are together, they still are closer to their mother.
Mother, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wonder if it's because, like, the mothers maybe have a more of a nurturing, like, attitude towards it. And, you know, fathers have and this is just, like, my opinion and perception of it, but especially black fathers, they have a more of a hardcore, like, you need to be this, you need to be that, you need to be a man, you need to X, Y, Z. Mm. So they're not as sensitive as the mother may be, because they don't want their sons to be quote unquote soft.
So maybe it's that thing where, what is it, daddy's little girl and, you know, you're mama's boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe that falls in the realm of it.
Yeah, it could, for sure.
Because I think naturally, all fathers, regardless of color, I think are a little bit, you know, kind of aggressive with their sons. I mean, yeah. They want their sons to be, you know, men and, you know, have instill in the right value system and be strong. And, you know, when you get older, you're going to have to do this and be responsible and all that. And I think a lot of us do go overboard with it. It's not intentional.
Yeah.
It's just love. You know, we want our sons to be better than we are, period.
Yeah.
That's the goal, right?
Yeah.
So I think that maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah. I think it sets that precedence of what the social norm of what a man is.
Yeah.
And it's just all like, as a man, you need to be able to do this. You need to be able to do that. And you're enforcing those social norms to where he says, if I don't do these things, then I'm not a legit man. And that's not the case.
Right, right, right.
So, okay. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, so that definitely. All right, well, I appreciate you answering my last question. And so you have all these people, all our listeners out there, they want to hear from this young, intelligent man here, Cam. Cameron, Cam Brown.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, what advice of all the things we talked about, I want you to leave our listeners with your best advice as a young man today. It doesn't matter if you want to talk. You can hit every single one of them, or if it's something specific you want to share.
If you want to talk to parents, kids, whomever.
You have the floor.
Okay.
No judgment. Go for it.
You said the best advice I got?
The best advice you got. No judgment. Whatever you want to tell our listeners.
Like I was saying, yeah, let give their kids more freedom.
Give them more kids more freedom. So that's you hear that, parents?
Yeah.
We have to give our kids more freedom when it comes to the realms of COVID, and that means that
let them reins.
Let them go out more. Just be responsible. You know, take the leash off their neck. Give them a little bit more freedom.
Right. I got some advice for my boys.
Okay.
I don't know if any people my age watch the show. Yeah, if you talking to a girl, bro, don't get too attached. Don't get too attached.
Oh, he's a counselor.
Get your feelings hurt, huh?
Get your feelings hurt.
Okay. That's your advice to your boys.
Don't try too hard. Yeah.
Don't try too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll say that falls into dating, right? So let's just say we did the COVID, the dating advice, and what was the last part?
How can parents be better listeners, or what clues, what advice do you have for paying attention to cues when that something may be going on with their kids?
Right.
Well, I would say, like me and you do, we have our daily talk, whatever, about just random things, and we could just like I said, sit down with your son or your daughter and just talk about life and what's going on, how they feeling, and just check on their well-being and stuff.
Yeah, I love that, because it's not for you're not just talking when you feel like something is wrong, but you're making it a daily habit that you just have some time where you're talking with your kids, and it's right. normal, and then things will probably pop up in those conversations that you can address.
They'll feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're building more of that rapport with your child.
Yep.
So then that way when something new important comes up, they'll be more amped to share it with the with the adult. That's very good advice.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so what's our word of the day?
All right. Word of the day. All right, I've heard of this word before. I want to know if y'all have heard of it. Merkin.
Like twerking, but with an M?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, go.
How you spell it?
Merkin.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
No, I ain't heard of it.
No? All right.
I've never heard of it.
This is funny. So a merkin is a pubic hair piece. So a toupee for the pubic area genitals.
Lord.
You know, I was confused.
A toupee for the crotch area of men?
Yeah.
They make those?
Who buys it?
I guess you can get it for men and women.
But men and women across
the area. And I had to Google it, because I was like, what does this merkin look like?
Oh, Lord.
I was confused. They like, how do you...
Somebody making money off that.
Like, what's the purpose of having a merkin, having a toupee down there? That would be like... First of all, it feels like it would be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's in the summertime, hot, you sweating.
Like you can walk around with your bottom area exposed all day long. So, hey, check out my merkin.
And I'm sorry, but I don't know a lot of women who would be like impressed and be like, oh, that's sexy, baby. That merkin you got.
I was going to say, don't women already find pubic hair already unattractive?
Right, because they get the...
No.
They get the wax thing. What is it called? The Brazilian wax thing, right? A lot of women do that, especially like in bikini season and all that, right?
They do. I don't know. I do think it's weird. You have some men who get that area waxed, too. I think that's weird.
Yeah, that's to each his own. That's something I definitely will not do.
I think you're supposed to have hair as a grown person.
Yes,
you're supposed to have hair down there.
You're a grown ass man.
Right. So.
You know,
right.
So dumb.
I don't know.
All right, that's the deal with the merkin.
Yeah, a merkin. Okay. That's weird. No way. I don't know.
We're good to go. All right, we want to thank Cam Brown for coming on
Cam.
Today.
Cam.
Yeah, I have to come back on here.
You have to come back on here. We're going to wish you well. We love you. And we just want to thank you again for joining us on the podcast.
Oh, y'all too.
All right. Until next time.
If you have a question or situation you would like advice on, you can contact us at aarealtalkcolumbus@gmail.com. Or you can check us out on our website at www.aarealtalkcolumbus.com. Also, be sure to look for us on Instagram or Facebook using the handle aarealtalkcolumbus. Don't forget to share with your friends. Thank you for listening to A&A Real Talk Columbus, where our goal is to bring people closer together through conversation.